I would like to talk to you just for a few moments from the subject, shaking the foundation. Shaking the foundation. The Bible tells us that our walk with God is going to be a journey of ups and downs. We are continually moving from strength to strength, victory to victory, glory to glory. However, in between the mountaintops of victory, there are valleys of the shadow of death. In between the victories, there are struggles. In between the breakthroughs, there are battles. At every new level, they say that there is a new devil. And right at the point of you breaking through, there is a battle to be fought. It is the job of the enemy to get us to turn back when the struggles get tough. It is the job of the enemy to get us to surrender during the weeping of the night so that we will never experience the joy of the morning. It is the job of the enemy to get us to surrender during the battle, to give up and throw in the towel so that you will never experience the breakthrough. But I'm here to let you know that it may look like things are breaking up and crumbling at your feet. But in actuality, they are not breaking up. We're just breaking through. So somebody needs to get excited on this morning, because things are not breaking up, but we're just breaking through because we're shaking the foundation. You see, in order to shake the foundation, there has to be a shift in the atmosphere. There has to be a change in your world. There has to be some organized chaos that will take place. And I know the chaos in your life may not seem to be organized to you, but I can hear the Lord saying, and from Isaiah 43 and 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. You see, some things in your life must be changed, and a new order must exist to allow you to break through. So, in essence, this change that is taking place in your life, the havoc that you are experiencing in your life, is equipping you to penetrate the enemy's defense. It's preparing you for breakthrough. It's preparing you to shake the foundation. Paul and Silas didn't wait until they experienced a breakthrough to praise and thank God. In the most difficult circumstances, in the midst of difficult circumstances, they praised God and received the breakthrough they desired. Paul and Silas prayed, and their prayer and their praise caused the tremors in the realm of darkness. Paul and Silas praised God even when their backs were bleeding and their feet and their hands were in chains. Despite the pain and suffering that we're going through, that they were going through, they praised God anyway. And as a result, God shook the very foundation of the prison, setting them free. God will shake the foundation of your prison, your bondage, your problem, your sickness, if you make a decision to praise and give God thanks no matter what. the foundation will bring the favor of God on your life, which releases his plan for you. Soon, your doors will swing open, chains will fall off, and those standing by will marvel at your life. When we become a testimony of God's faithfulness during painful transitions, not only are we blessed, but others will observe our breakthroughs and will be touched by our release. Desperation will prompt them to ask, as the jailer did, "What must I do to be saved?" The passage in Acts concludes with the jailer restoring Paul and Silas as the magistrate sent word to release them. Likewise, God can cause the same people or situation that imprisoned you to bless you. The storms of life are going to come, but don't let them disturb your peace and affect your thoughts and emotions. This will only move you into self-pity and frustration. So I'm here to let you know that your first line of defense is the Word of God. Meditate on it and give it life by speaking it over your circumstances. If you need healing, meditate on scriptures that reveals God's ability to heal. Receive that word in your spirit and begin praising God for your healing. You've got to speak God's word back to God. God, your word says, above all things, that you wish that we would prosper and be in good health. God, your word says, I am more than a conqueror. Your word says, God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God, your word says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting out imaginations and every high thing that exalts its name against the knowledge of God. God, your word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You've got to call those things that be not as though they were, using the word of God. We have it right here. The word of God. The word of God declares, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Let me repeat that one. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. If you need to go back to that, it's Philippians chapter 4. Verses 4 through 7. There you go. Woo. When you are in a situation and there seems to be no way out, open your mouth, speak the word of God, and then seal it with a praise. Instead of crying and complaining, speak the word of God. And give God praise, because you know he has a plan for you that includes deliverance. His plan includes restoration. His plan includes peace. Thank God for his goodness. Pray because your praise will stop the enemy and move the hand of God. That's why we were created, to give God praise. So if we have that weapon and we know that the praise will stop the enemy, can you imagine we singing all together, praising God, and it will stop the hand of the enemy? We have to use what we learn and what we know. And then when your deliverance comes, continue to praise God. Continue to commune with God, because God has more in store for you. Thank God for your breakthrough. Thank God for shaking the foundation in your home, on your job, with your children. Through your authority in Jesus, place a demand on your breakthrough. And watch God show up in your life in ways you would have never imagined. You see, when you begin to pray and praise God, you praise and pray and praise God in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of your crises. You've got to praise God. I think somebody needs to praise God right now. How do we praise God? We can give God a hand praise. We can just lift up our hands to our God, but offer up some sort of praise. Because you must realize there is power in your praise. Praise is an action word. So that means you need to do something in order to praise. So you can lift your hands, you can sway back and forth, that's rocking, and there's different things that you can do to praise God. Find out what fits you and offer your great God some great praise. We must follow the lead of Paul and Silas. Use those spiritual weapons that we have. We have the word of God. We have prayer and we have praise. And like we said last week, we've got to pray until something happens. You've got to praise until something happens. You see, as I close, I want you to remember that prayer and praise will move heaven and earth. You see, prayer will empower us. Praise will enliven us. Prayer will bring God down to us. Praise will bring us up to God. Prayer will keep us in this life. Praise will keep the other life in us. Prayer will show us the lily of the valley. And praise will bring before us the bright and morning star. Prayer will keep us going. Praise will carry us through. Prayer will stop a storm. Praise will bring a rainbow. Prayer will reach up to the throne, and praise will bring the throne down. Prayer is talking up to the power, and praise is encountering the power. Prayer is communication in time. Praise is transportation beyond time. Prayer is mitigation. Praise is liberation. Somebody needs to just shout hallelujah and give God praise. Shaking the foundation. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Short and sweet, but powerful. So we honor you, and God, this word that you have hid in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. God, prepare us for ministry and release the power of your Holy Spirit upon us. Stir up the gifts in us and let us not be ashamed of the word of God, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Empower us, O God, to spread the good news. Help us to shake the foundation, God. Help us to stand for you, God, in the name of Jesus, in all that we say and we do, O God. As we go through life situations, God, things that bring us down, things that cause depression, God, we know that we can shake the foundation through prayer and through praise. And God, you will turn that situation around. So minister to us, oh God. Lead us and guide us. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen. Amen.